Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, I hear that I am in for some changes in my life. And to tell the truth, life has already changed for me and Ginger, and it doesn't take comments from others to realize that my life is about to be upended completely. I've been asked on several occasions whether Ginger and I are ready for the arrival of our twins. The short answer is no. The longer answer is that having a strategy is our best chance of survival. And part of that strategy that we are employing is treating the raising of these twins like a business. Of course, that involves having a system of accounting to make sure that each baby has been fed or bathed or whatnot throughout each day. But also, Ginger and I have divided up the management responsibilities of a business, and we are using the input-output model that many businesses use. And it's only natural that Ginger will be the manager of the inputs, and therefore I'm the manager of the twins' outputs. So yes, my life is about to change completely. But in many ways, my life already has. And let's be honest, life changes for us all. And it changes in many and various ways. Life is never stagnant. We age, and circumstances around us change as well. But God is present, and God is an active agent in the ongoing changes of life, whether we're aware of it or not. It's all too easy for people to think that God works episodically, showing up here, and then later over there, and later there, throughout this journey of life. But really, God is working throughout the journey of life. And God is active, even in the minutiae and all the laws of life too. And it's not that God's actions are indirectly affecting us during this journey, but rather it's that God is an active engagement. He's actively shaping and forming us, or reshaping and reforming us, each and every day of our lives. Our scripture lessons today point to this reality, the reality that God is doing the continuing work to shape and form us. The Jeremiah text begins by saying, "The days are surely coming. The days are surely coming when God will put the law within the people and God will write it on their hearts." But did you catch that? The days are surely coming. Jeremiah did not say the day is surely coming. It's not a one and done deal. It's not as if God's fingers snap and then it's all taken care of. And the law is written on the hearts of the people. The days are surely coming when God will do this. The plural implies that it is an ongoing work that God is doing. God is ever reforming the people. It's not just a one-time reform. Similarly, in our gospel text, Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." If you continue in my word, these things will result. It's not, if one day you are in my word, these things will happen. No. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It is once again the ever-reforming of God's people. Many of you know that this year's Reformation Sunday marks the 499th anniversary of Martin Luther's start of the Protestant Reformation. 499 years. Seems like yesterday, doesn't it? Obviously, next year will be a big deal, but I honestly believe that God implores us to do more than just pat ourselves on the back and say, "Yay, we've made it 500 years." God is seeking to ever reform us. God is seeking to ever write that divine law on our hearts. God desires for us to always continue in the journey of Jesus' word, so that we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. My hope and prayer is that we as a congregation will view the upcoming year as an opportunity to engage in this ever-reforming work of God. Soon you will hear how in 2017, we at Good Shepherd will have the chance to engage in various opportunities to learn more about Scripture and our Lutheran faith and heritage. These opportunities will be in our small group ministries, in our Sunday school classes, and even in an online devotional series and more. This is an initiative that Pastor Paul and I are calling 500 and Ever Reforming. This is all to build toward the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Yet, like I said before, this is not to pat ourselves on the back. It's for us to hear the calling to a deeper faith. A faith that does not find God present episodically in life, but a faith that is reshaped and reformed daily by God, whether we are experiencing major changes in life or whether we're not. God is at work in Good Shepherd. I firmly believe that. I believe that between this day and next year, God will seek to engage our faith, drawing from the riches of our heritage and stirring the Spirit within us to apply that heritage to our setting today. I know that most people come to worship hoping that God might surprise them. Yet I know that for some of those people, it's become a routine, and there's little expectation for God's surprise. And if that's you, then I imagine that you might be shrugging off a lot of what I'm saying today. And I understand that. But I hope you'll hear this story. When I was growing up, my father would get me to church, and he would even serve on the congregation's leadership time and time again. But I never heard him talk about his faith. He was someone who was not expecting God to surprise him on a Sunday morning. Fast forward, and I come home after college, and suddenly I find my dad talking about what the sermon on Sunday meant to him, and about how he's excited about the ways that God is at work in his congregation, and about what God is doing in his own life. What happened to my dad? I've never heard him talk like this before. And the answer is that my father had agreed to take part in a series of conversations that sought to go deeper into our Lutheran faith. Now, I am accustomed to hearing my father talk with excitement about his faith and about what God is doing in his congregation. And I share that with you simply as an example of an ever-reforming work of God in my father's life. It wasn't a life and death situation that changed my father's faith. For him, it was simply a process of engaging our Lutheran beliefs and ruminating on them over time. So please join me and your congregation in rediscovering your Lutheran heritage over the course of the next year. I do not want this next year to pass by and we find ourselves in the same place spiritually. I want this to be a year that we collectively dig into Scripture and our Lutheran confessions so that God's ever-reforming work might be revealed in our lives. When we reach this Sunday in 2017, I hope that you will look back upon this year and can say, yes, God is indeed ever-reforming me and Good Shepherd. To God alone be the glory. Amen.